Something else not seen coming was the victory by Republican Ed Doerr. Who's Ed Doerr? He's that truck driver who defeated State Senate President Steve Sweeney in that political race. It was a win by around 2,000 votes, but as they say, just need one more to get the win, don't you? This also puts a lot of questions into the fate of state government. Doerr said in an interview, "I did not go into it thinking I'd never stand a chance. I knew if I could motivate people to vote that I had a chance. Seems like it was a pretty good chance." Really, it was the textbook grassroots campaign. If you want to run for office, be a Doerr. Pick his brain if you can sit down and talk with Mr. Doerr. Find out how he did it, because his grassroots campaign was the definition. He said, "I went and knocked on doors, listened to the people. They told me what their problems were and told me what their complaints were, and I listened." Imagine that. Novel concept. A little history, too. Doerr's victory netted about 3% more votes than Sweeney's victory did when he ran for re-election back in 2017. That's another one of those statistics that will demonstrate just how big of a problem Democrats, at least here in New Jersey, are facing. Sweeney had been Senate President since 2010, responsible for guiding Governor Murphy's agenda through the State House, things like phased in $15 an hour minimum wage, paid sick leave, recreational marijuana legalization. So the big question, I guess, now is, who takes Sweeney's spot as Senate President? Oh, don't worry, the line has already started to grow. Senators Paul Sarlo, Teresa Ruiz, Nick Scutari, Joe Crine. More names, no doubt, will be added to that list sooner versus later. So how much do you think Doerr spent on his campaign to defeat Sweeney? Less than $10,000. Spent about $150 on the primary, and according to Doerr, somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 on the actual campaign. A little background on Doerr, he's a lifelong resident of New Jersey. Says he'll be focused on property taxes, saying, "I'd love to see homeowners come back to New Jersey instead of leaving. 7 out of 10 moves are out of New Jersey," he said. He strongly disagrees on how Governor Murphy handled education during the pandemic. Saying students, they lost schooling years when Governor Murphy closed the schools. He lost the school years. "I don't think that should happen ever again." Coming into Election Day, Democrats had control of the state assembly, spread of 52 seats to 28 for the Republicans. In the state Senate, the spread was 25-15. There's still some races too close to call, so that majority for the Democrats might narrow just a little bit more in the state House in Trenton. Going down to Virginia, of course, the race the nation was watching was the race for governor, with Glenn Youngkin and the Republican getting the win, which proved an important lesson for the GOP, maybe even for the survival of the GOP. That lesson? You don't need to kiss Donald Trump's ring or some other location in order to win an election as a Republican. A little example of how hard Youngkin pushed away Trump. Remember when Trump said, "I'll be coming to Virginia to campaign for Glenn Youngkin." Youngkin's response? "No, he's not." Of course, that didn't stop Trump from taking credit for Youngkin's win. I also have no doubt at all that some Trump cult members still believe, even now, that Trump held these super double secret strategy meetings with Youngkin and his campaign in a tool shed somewhere in the back nine at Mar-a-Lago.